This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with the ongoing Market Basket story and a hard-to-imagine help-wanted ad. So here it is. Help wanted. Two chief executives to replace one cult hero at regional grocery chain. Will be scorned by employees loyal to former boss and may be fired within weeks. Successful candidates will share ridicule and uncertainty. So that imaginary ad might have been the one that James Gooch and Felicia Thornton responded to when they applied to become co-CEOs of the troubled family business. And that ad was dreamed up by Boston Globe business reporter Callum Borchers, who wrote today about the huge and unenviable challenge faced by Gooch and Thornton. And Callum is with us now. Good to have you back, Callum.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
So we've seen 4 weeks of employee protests demanding the reinstatement of ousted CEO Arthur T. Demoulas. Meanwhile, these co-CEOs, James Gooch and Felicia Thornton, are left to run this company. What kind of challenges do they face?
Well, it's a seemingly impossible task, Anthony, when you think about it. I mean, they've come in here and their job was primarily to sort of stabilize this company. And anybody walking in would have known that they were going to be tremendously unpopular. Anybody following Arthur T. Demoulas was not going to be popular among these employees. Maybe it was hard to really imagine the extent of these protests and just how, you know, vigorous they would be and how long they would last. But there's a lot going on. I mean, you've got these stores that are really not running right now. You've got customers who are boycotting. They've got to figure out whether they can restock everything and sort of return some sense of normalcy. And meanwhile, they've got this really difficult decision on their hands, what to do with some of these employees. You know, some of them have been striking. Most have been coming to work. But among those who are showing up, some of them continue to sort of outwardly encourage customers to shop elsewhere. So what do you do with that? It's a massive headache.
Right. It's a massive headache. And of course, it was the decision of James Gooch and Felicia Thornton to fire some of the lead protesters. So they're seen as hugely unpopular by many Market Basket workers. You write that it's gotten so bad that James Gooch's mother has received nasty phone calls from supporters of Arthur T.
Yeah, apparently. And I would guess that that's probably a small minority. In fact, if you look at social media, a lot of the protest leaders have been very good about encouraging folks to, hey, you know, make sure that you continue to be polite, you know, when you make media appearances, you know, continue to be courteous. But of course, there's a few, you know, cantankerous folks everywhere. And I think almost anybody would say that that's over the line. But the employees are kind of split about whether they feel any sympathy for these two. You know, you have some who say, you know, I got to admit, I feel kind of badly for them. I mean, they were sort of in a no-win situation. Others have said they feel badly because they appear perhaps to be just puppets for the board of directors, which really has the power in all of this situation. But others say, you know what, I just can't muster any sympathy for these folks at all, and especially with how much money they might be making.
Well, tell us about that, because, I mean, they're making quite a bit of money, and they're going to get it no matter what. I mean, these guys could be out of a job, depending upon what the current board and family decides to do with the company. But even if they're out of the job, they end up in pretty good shape financially, right?
That's certainly the way it appears. We don't know exactly what that compensation package looks like. They declined an interview request and wouldn't comment on the compensation, as you might imagine. But a couple of store-level managers who attended Q&A sessions with the two executives when they first arrived said they were pretty open about answering employees' questions. And one of those was, you know, do you have a contract? How long is it? You know, is it guaranteed payment no matter how long you're here? And according to them, they were open about having a 3-year contract that would pay them for that term, whether they last the full 3 years or not. How much they're making is a little bit unclear, but you know, a solid estimate from a executive search type would put it between $1 and $3 million a year. The employees seem to believe that they're making about $2 million a year, so that's, you know, right in that same ballpark. So you're looking at walking away with, you know, under that scenario, a guaranteed $3 to $9 million, somewhere in that range.
Not a bad payday. So guaranteed multi-million-dollar paydays for both of them, whatever happens. But they're hardly the first in the business world to get this kind of deal. Are they?
Yeah, they're definitely not the first. And of course, you know, just imagine, Anthony, if somebody read you that job description that you just read at the top, you know, it would probably take a little, you know, sweetening of the pot to get you to answer that that job ad, right? So, you know, there are a couple of folks who have been willing to kind of raise their hands and, you know, go down with the ship, so to speak, for a hefty paycheck. One that really stands out in recent memory would be Alan Fishman at Washington Mutual. Some folks might remember that he was the CEO for just 17 days right before that financial crisis in the fall of 2008. But he was very efficient. He made reportedly $20 million for that 17-day tenure. Another one during that same period of time at AIG, you had Robert Willemstad. It lasted a little bit longer. months. But again, when the government bailout came in that fall, he was out. And supposedly his severance package was going to be $22 million, but his conscience got the best of him, and he rather famously gave it back up.
Great. Callum Borchers, he's a business reporter for the Boston Globe. You can find a link to his piece on Market Basket co-CEOs Felicia Thornton and James Gooch at RadioBoston.org. Callum, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Always fun. Thanks, Anthony.